At the UN climate talks in Dubai, the spotlight is on one industry, oil and gas. The conference is being held in a major oil-producing country, the United Arab Emirates, and a new analysis finds a record number of fossil fuel representatives are expected to attend. Julia Simon from NPR's Climate Desk is with us now to tell us more about this. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So this isn't the first time oil companies have come to a UN climate conference. Is there something new here?
The number. This analysis comes from a coalition called Kick Big Polluters Out. They used public data from the UN and identified who works for fossil fuel companies, as well as fossil fuel trade groups and lobbying groups and are part of their delegations. There are about 2.5 times more people at this year's talks than last year, but the number of fossil fuel representatives has nearly quadrupled.
And how did that happen?
Well, many of them were invited. Some of them are in delegations of countries like France.
And why do the people taking a look at this think this matters?
Fossil fuel producers have a huge stake in how the world addresses climate change. The emissions from oil, coal, and gas are the biggest single driver of global warming, and efforts to cut fossil fuels can be an existential threat for them. So there's this intense negotiation about the ongoing use of fossil fuels. Here's Max Boykoff. He's professor of environmental studies at University of Colorado Boulder. He's in Dubai right now.
Being here, it is quickly apparent that there's debates over language, debates over the phrases that are used and uttered within these halls.
He says there's concern about how fossil fuel producers would influence the language on the future of oil, gas, and coal in the final global agreement that comes out of these talks.
Okay, so can you give us an example?
Yeah, there's debate over this language of phasing out fossil fuels versus phasing down fossil fuels.
Say more about that. What's the difference?
Yeah, so phasing out fossil fuels means transitioning away from oil, gas, and coal to things that don't warm the earth, like solar, wind, hydropower. This is not a popular idea for many in the oil industry who argue fossil fuels are reliable and can help developing nations get electricity. And you may have heard earlier this week, the president of the climate talks, who is also the CEO of the UAE state oil company, he made these comments about, quote, phasing out fossil fuels. This is Sultan Al Jaber. He said in this video from last month that there's, quote, no science to support the idea that phasing out fossil fuels will limit global warming. That is incorrect. He says his remarks were misinterpreted. But Al Jaber and others who are aligned with the oil industry are pushing back against the phase out language in the agreement and instead are pushing for a, quote, phase down of fossil fuels.
So phase down sounds like the idea is to leave the door open for fossil fuel use in the future.
Yeah. At this conference, the oil industry is talking about using fossil fuels well into the future, especially combined with technology that captures emissions and stores it underground. It's called carbon capture and storage. The problem is that this tech is not yet proven. It's expensive. It uses a lot of energy. So what scientists are concerned about is that leaders will agree to prolong the life of fossil fuels like oil, gas, and coal, thinking that these technologies can make them less harmful to the climate. But that's a big if.
That's NPR's Julia Simon. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.